The Puget Sound's Squeaky Wheel. Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Coming up on 10 minutes to 9 o'clock, John Carlson, Talk Radio 570 KVI. I had dinner the other night with a friend who's an elected official who supports Marco Rubio, who likes the direction he's going in with illegal immigration. And he says, you know, we simply have to do something. The system is broken. The Republicans have no positive alternative to this. It's time for us to stop being seen as the enemy of Hispanics, et cetera, et cetera. And he was convinced that the number one issue for Hispanics is amnesty. And I said, why are you saying what no poll of Hispanics has revealed? Poll after poll shows that most Hispanics don't care about amnesty, that it is a third-tier issue with them. And I said, and if you think about it, and most Republicans in D.C. are not thinking about it, they're just doing what pollsters tell them to, and many of these pollsters work for large business organizations, and business organizations have an economic incentive in supporting amnesty and illegal immigration because it means lower wages for them. I said, if you think about it, most Hispanics, including those in the country illegally right now, they don't want more illegal immigration because it means more competition for them. I mean, if you're in the country illegally and no one's really bothering you and you're doing, you know, maintenance work, or you're doing landscaping work or drywalling or agriculture work, something of this sort, and the government does something that results in twice as many people showing up at the job site, is that a good thing for you? No. You know, and he said, well, if Mitt Romney had a better answer for Hispanics, then he could have done much better. He could have won the race. And I said, well, first of all, the numbers show that if he had 70% of the Hispanic vote, he would have lost. And no Republicans got more than 50% in the last half century. I said, secondly, I'll tell you what Mitt Romney should have done is, yeah, he should have raised illegal immigration as an issue, and he should have rallied to working class Americans that we're not going to have an amnesty because it means more illegal immigration. And that means more people competing for jobs that are already in scarce supply for working class Americans. Now, if Mitt Romney had the confidence and it had been, you know, occurred to him naturally to say that, he may have been perceived as friendlier to working class people, because poll after poll showed that the reason why a lot of people didn't vote for Romney, who were, you know, undecided, independent, was because they just thought that he didn't care about them, that he didn't see them. If Republicans are smart, they'll crusade against amnesty because it's unfair to working class Americans, poor working Americans, and lower middle income Americans who are struggling to do better. They should be crusading on this issue. Let me tell you what I'm talking about here. I've got some state data from various states throughout the country, and they show voters overwhelmingly oppose amnesty. Arkansas, 60% of likely voters oppose the Gang of Eight immigration amnesty. 30% support it. Kentucky, 60% of likely voters oppose the Gang of Eight amnesty bill, including 76% who oppose giving legal status to those in the country illegally before the border is fully fortified. Louisiana, 61% of likely voters oppose the Gang of Eight Senate bill. That's Senate Bill 744, the amnesty bill. 28% of the people in Louisiana, likely voters, support it. Montana, 57% of likely voters oppose the Gang of Eight amnesty bill being debated right now on the floor of the Senate. 43% strongly oppose it. North Carolina, 52% of likely voters oppose the Gang of Eight amnesty bill. Only 35% support it. Ohio, 56% of likely voters oppose the amnesty bill. West Virginia, 72% oppose the Gang of Eight amnesty bill. 20% support it. So while in Washington, D.C., they said, well, we got to do something, you're hearing in, you know, some of these states I read are purple states. Some of them are blue states. Obama won about half of them. But they resolutely, strongly oppose an amnesty. If the Republicans would simply call this the amnesty bill over and over and over again, the debate is over and they win it. And they start winning working class voters' votes again, and they will maybe not be perceived as the party of the rich, which is what they were perceived as in 2008 and 2012, which is why they lost. Anyway, slow learners back in the other Washington.
Bye-bye.
Adios. Are you serious?
I am serious. Adios.